Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about real resurrection. And I'm going to read you from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. It's really a wonderful passage. Here we look at it and we see. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Mysteriously, Jesus appeared to the disciples as they cowered in fear behind locked doors. The women who followed Jesus and first discovered the resurrection were not as afraid as these disciples were. For those 10 disciples, that room became their panic room, their safe house. They were afraid that now the Master had been crucified, that they would come after his disciples next. It was to those frightened men that Jesus appeared, stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then Jesus showed them his hands and his side. He wanted them to know that it was real. Jesus wanted them to test it. Jesus has said to humanity ever since, "It's okay to test the evidence. I want you to test the evidence of my resurrection." Jesus wants us to know that it's real. Still, through the centuries, there have been some who have disagreed with the reality of the resurrection of Jesus. Many of these skeptics who determined to look at the evidence fairly were persuaded in the process that the gospel accounts are true, that their evidence stands up, that Jesus of Nazareth did in fact rise from the dead. One famous example of this was an attorney named Simon Greenleaf. He was one of the principal founders of the Harvard Law School. He originally set out to disprove the biblical testimony concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was certain that a careful examination of the internal witness of the Gospels would destroy the so-called myths at the heart of Christianity. So this attorney and legal scholar did his research, weighed the evidence, just like they would in a court of law. And he came to the conclusion that the witnesses were reliable and that the resurrection did in fact happen. After being persuaded that the resurrection was real, Simon Greenleaf became a Christian. Jesus invites you today to have it all be real for you. His life, his death, his resurrection life. Like any historical event, it can't be repeated in a laboratory. We can't imagine Jesus in a lab, surrounded by scientists who want him to die and rise again repeatedly so that they can study the phenomenon. Nothing in history happens that way. But things really happen, and the resurrection of Jesus is just as real. You see, instead of the laboratory, you have witnesses, just like in a court of law. Because of the reliable testimony of those witnesses, you can reasonably put your faith, rationally put your faith in who Jesus is and what he did to make you right with God. You see, the resurrected Jesus is real. He is real, whether you believe it or not. The resurrection was real before Jesus visited his disciples in John chapter 20. They just didn't benefit anything from the reality of the resurrection. Your faith in Jesus doesn't make him real, but it lets you benefit from the real resurrected Jesus. You get to come in on the greatest thing in all of history. So receive the reality of the resurrection and every benefit that comes from it, and you can receive it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.